of October. The weather certainly cooperating with temperatures rising up into the mid-60s. It is going to be a nice afternoon to be out and about walking around. The number of days that'll be pleasant like this are numbered. We've had a wonderful fall and deep into fall, but we're going to have some cooler weather sliding in later this weekend. We're not done with it, but it'll be more intermittent. It won't be every day. We just kind of become spoiled. We wake up every day and we're like, oh, 65 today. It's October 9th. We'll take it. The news a moment ago mentioned a little bit about the Las Vegas, and the iconic Tropicana Hotel and Casino was imploded overnight. And ironic we had that story on today, because I was talking to DJ Rick last night via phone. Every few weeks we chat a little bit. He lives out in Vegas now. And he told me, I was talking to him like 6 or 7 o'clock last night, and he said, he said, we're planning to go down. I think it was 2 o'clock in the morning that they imploded that. It was in the middle of the night, trying to get as few people as they can, I'm sure, to be down in downtown Vegas. But he said he was there to watch the implosion. I'm not sure if they recorded it to blow it up in a movie or whatever it might be, but our very own former afternoon guy, DJ Rick, was down there eyeballing the explosion and implosion of the Tropicana after 67 years. That baby's coming down, and it's amazing that they are going to take that Tropicana right on the strip, and they're going to turn it into a baseball stadium. Yeah, for a couple of years, they're going to be doing that. The Tropicana opened in 1957 and came down in only 22 seconds. Last night, 22 seconds. The property will be cleared to make room for the $1.5 billion ballpark that will host the relocated Oakland Athletics in time for the 2028 baseball season. And I was talking with Rick about that last night, and I said, I'm pretty sure that won't be one of those cheapy Tampa Bay / Metrodome type indoor stadiums. It has to be indoor, obviously. They've had 112 consecutive days in Vegas of 100-plus degree high temperatures. So you can't do outside baseball in Vegas. So it'll be indoors, and I'm sure there's probably prototypes online you can see of what the stadium will look like. I was assuming there's probably going to be a lot of glass, open air, for the sunshine, and it'll be something else. I was talking to Rick also about the Vegas football team, kind of looking ahead to the Vegas baseball and what the crowds are like. I said, I haven't really had a chance to watch too many of the Las Vegas home football games, but I am interested to know what the crowds were like, if they were more of a neutral crowd. But he kind of indicated that there's still a lot of loyal Raider fans, even from Oakland and Los Angeles, that make the drive up to Vegas to support the Raiders. And so he said probably, 60-70% of the stands is still those home Raider, the diehards. And then other percentage is going to be tourists, the visiting team, obviously. There's no better place. I don't think there's a Packer fan alive that hasn't seen an at-Vegas game on the schedule at one point the last couple of years and didn't cross their mind of, ooh, that'd be a fun vacation. And it's going to be the same thing for baseball, too. But it will be interesting to see what the crowds are like for those baseball games. I mean, you would think with the amount of people in Vegas and the tourists that come in there, you would think that attendance-wise, baseball would do very well on the strip, as long as they don't get too crazy with the ticket prices on that. But that is going to be, when I initially heard they were putting, the Oakland A's were moving to Vegas, my first thought was, well, they'll put the stadium out, on the outskirts of Vegas. It's usually what they do now. And I talked to Rick, and he's like, no, they're putting it right on the strip. And I was just like, right on the strip. So I was just like, well, that's about right. That's what Vegas does. We are going to do a little Titletown update. We got a Packer info here brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
From historic Titletown to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers are back on the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's matchup against Arizona. Tucker Kraft enters that contest with 16 catches for 218 yards and 3 touchdowns. Two of those scores came last week against the Rams, including a 66-yard catch and run where he stiff-armed a defensive back and brushed another one aside for the score.
It just goes back to the rules I keep to myself. Don't let a DB tackle you in space. Sometimes that still happens, but definitely always just try to make the first one miss. Head down, bowl and china shop. That's just kind of what I do.
Yak, or yards after catch, is a stat that Kraft takes seriously. His stats prove it out. Every time he's caught a pass in the first 5 games, he gained an extra 11.5 yards. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Some of the Packers' rookies are starting to stand out. Linebacker Edgerrin Cooper's snaps continue to go up. He had 5 tackles and a sack in 30 snaps on Sunday. And safety Evan Williams led the team in tackles with 10. He broke up Matthew Stafford's final pass attempt to seal the victory last week.
Critical play. I think just being in position to make plays. Just the versatility that we have in the secondary is a huge luxury. I don't think a lot of teams have as many guys that we feel confident in.
More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
All right, Packer football, of course, all season long right here on 98Q Country. How to grow garlic. Have you ever wanted to grow your own garlic? Kind of a random question, but from preparing the site to planting the garlic itself and caring for it. Monday, they're going to do a little thing on this at the Flambeau River Community Growing Center on 270 First Avenue North in Park Falls. A $5 fee is the cost of the workshop. You'll receive a head of garlic to start your own bed. Any questions on the How to Grow Garlic Workshop? 715-769-3788. Lots of community events rolling in here for the next few weeks. You're always encouraged to email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. The American Red Cross continues to work to restock the critical blood supply, especially with the hurricanes going on down in the south and southeast. Donors outside of those affected areas are encouraged to make an appointment at redcrossblood.org, and you can find a local donor site near you. As a thank you, listen to this now. This month, if you give blood, you're going to get a $10 Amazon gift card by email, and you'll be in for a drawing where they will give away three. Listen to this. You'll have a chance to win one of 3 $5,000 gift cards they're giving away. Oh, man. RedCrossBlood.org. RedCrossBlood.org. For sites that are available for you to give blood if you are able. Featured pet of the week with Catkins. I was just talking with Tanya, from Catkins yesterday, and we're beginning to put together our 90AQ fundraiser for Catkins as the ongoing fundraising continues to put a new building out there. They've got a lot of cats and a lot of dogs, and they have space issues out there. So we're going to help them out with a fundraiser of our own, our yearly morning show fundraiser event on Friday, October 25th. If you go to our website, yesterday I put a list of items that Catkins has already gathered that will be available to bid on from now right up until that day. We're going to be adding photos. It's at 90aqcountry.com, our website. If you click on Catkins Fundraiser, there's a list of items. Now, it's just a bare bones list right now. We're going to be adding photos. And the week leading up to the event, the week of the 21st through the 25th, we'll have the items here at the station for you to come down and view. And there's a lot of unique items, some gift certificates, but a lot of unique items. There's quilts, there's baskets, all kinds of stuff. So you'll be able to stop by the radio station and preview and look at those items starting on Monday the 21st. And our event, our 12-hour broadcast marathon to benefit Catkins, will be on Friday the 25th of October from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I'm seeing some real good photos on social media, people adopting cats and dogs from our local shelter. Pet of the week this week is Scarlet. Scarlet is a 5-month-old tortie kitten with just a very sweet disposition and is just a very friendly cat. So check out Scarlet, one of the featured pets of the week, and all the rest of the animals available for adoption, catkinsanimalrescue.org. That's catkinsanimalrescue.org.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 66 for a high this afternoon with a light easterly breeze. Tonight, clear, low of 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 73. Friday, 68 with showers, highs in the 50s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
And we want to take a moment and salute some of our Eagle winners from the month of September. The Park Falls Elementary School of the Shawamigan School District has their monthly Eagle Award winners. And this past month, these students distinguished themselves by being respectful, and that was the word of the month, respectful. So congratulations to the Eagle Award winners, Frank Soule, Iris Spurrier, along with Jamie Herbst, and Akoka Rodriguez, Christina Ashwabaway. I'm probably not saying that right. Sorry, Christina. Ian Hilgart, Madison Kissling, also Aubrey Williams, one of the Eagle winners, Carson Bay, and Adrian Schultz, along with B&B Insurance was the sponsor this month, providing some prizes for the winners, along with Destiny Mann and Kia Ishankunda. I like that last name, Ishankunda. And Jalen Crom, also one of the winners, along with Cam Arneson and Bryson Seller, and also Kerrigan Potter. Kerrigan is one of the folks who was there representing B&B Insurance in the photo. So congratulations to Eagle winners, and thanks to B&B for supporting our kids in that monthly venture.
Bullying isn't just a phase. It leaves lasting scars. At D&D Tire and Auto Center, they stand for kindness. If you see bullying, speak out. Be a friend, not a bystander. Together, let's create a culture of respect where everyone feels safe and valued. This message from D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Ninth annual Deck the Rails is back this year. The wreaths will be displayed down at Old Abe Park, which is coming together really nice. If you haven't been to town lately, they've got... I'm not saying they're done, but they're close. The cement is in there. It's looking really nice. So all the wreaths that you purchased to support the Memory Wreath fundraiser will be displayed right down there. It'll be very visible. And when you purchase one, you can do it in honor of someone, whether they're with us or in memorial, whatever you want to do. It's a 20-inch memory honor wreath that will adorn the Old Day Memorial Park. Now, the deadline to get yours is sneaking up on us here already, November the 1st. You can contact Shannon down at City Hall or stop on down there and just fill out a form, a very simple form of who you want it in honor of, and it's about it. And it's $30 for the wreath. And you can contact Shannon at City Hall at 744-4700. If you have any questions, 715-744-4700. We have an Italian sausage brat fundraiser happening this Saturday. The Mercer VFW Post is doing this right on Old Highway 51 in Mercer. 10 for adults, 5 for the kids. That's a hot dog meal for the kids. The meal includes your brat hot dog, chips, baked beans, sauerkraut, and condiments with that, of course. They will have beer, wine, and soda available. And takeouts are also a possibility if you want to do that. And you can come and support the Mercer VFW Post number 9536 Saturday. Swing on by there at 4299 Old Highway 51 in Mercer. And that happens from 11 to 2 on Saturday. High school football back on the air Friday night. A couple of homecoming games. Phillips and Shawamigan both at home. Shawamigan will play host to South Shore. That'll be on 103.1, and Phillips will play host to Hurley. The winner of that has an inside track to the conference championship. That'll be right here on 98Q. Well, look who the cat drug. Look, Big G's in studio. Remember that old phrase, look who the cat drug
in? Oh, yeah. Yep.
Because anybody who grew up on a farm knew that if you had a cat or even a dog, at some point, they would drag something in, right?
Yep, it could be desirable or undesirable.
I remember we had an old beagle dog, and he came up from, we had probably about a quarter mile from our place. We had a little swampy area with really black dirt. And one day he came up from that swamp, and he was, you know, the beagle dogs are kind of white with a little light brown, and he was just mud everywhere, just black mud everywhere. And,
oh, yeah.
And he was carrying the pride of his life, a joy he had. I think it was a mink.
Oh,
in his in his mouth, and he came up and he plopped that baby right in the front yard and looked at us and says, "Look what I did! Just look what the dog dragged in."
As proud as could be. Yep.
Yes. What's up, Big G? What do we got going on?
Hey, man! You know, fall is here. It doesn't feel like it in the afternoon, but the mornings have been a little chilly, and it's that time of year, bringing out the chili and everything again. And boy, a lot of events going on here in October. A lot of fall events going on, and
yes.
One I just wanted to highlight coming up Saturday, October 19th, is the Fifield Fall Craft and Bake Fair. It's hosted by several groups, the Fifield Lions, the Friends of the Fifield Fire Department, First Congregational Church, and I think that pretty much covers it. May get a nice craft fair going on there. Lots of vendors there. They got basket drawings, a bake sale, 50-50 raffles going on, and man, what a great meal we got. We do the grilled cheese sandwiches, and there's a homemade pizza lasagna soup, chicken soup, and dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can come on down there. It's Saturday, October 19th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Fifield Fire Hall, Fifield Fire Station, right there on Highway 13. So come on out and check out the crafts, check out the bake sale, and have a little lunch there. You can have a $7 lunch, which includes a grilled cheese sandwich, homemade soup, and dessert. So come on out. Again, it's Saturday, October 19th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Fifield Fire Station, right in Fifield.
All right. Very good. I didn't hear the rumbling of the Harley this morning. You putting that away for the year, you think?
No, I think she's going to come out one more day tomorrow yet. It's supposed to be, I think, in the morning, supposed to be above that 29-degree mark. So.
And
I usually cut it off at 30 degrees in the morning. It's just a little chilly for the ride in, but
yeah.
The beautiful afternoons we have here. It's
you can put up with that cold in the morning. Know you have a 70-degree ride in the afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. So
yeah. All right, very good.
Yep.
Thank you for the info, Big G.
Yep,
appreciate
thank you,
it.
Joel.
Reality Radio at 9:19.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Geldwin. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Geldwin windows today. View our entire selection of Geldwin windows on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, the Lord's Covered Food Pantry is available for you every Saturday. They're there from 9 to 11. And the income guidelines are available on the Facebook page if you like. Well, a good idea is just stop on down Saturday 9 to 11. It's complete drive-through. You don't have to get out of the car. It's at the First Congregational United Church of Christ. Last month, the pantry gave out almost 5 tons of food in 1 month. 5 tons, almost close pushing that 10,000-pound mark. So doing some good work for those in need. Whatever it may be, people have different situations, some moving to the area, some with medical issues, some lose a job, whatever it may be. It's just a way to kind of help people through. When you come through, you're going to get, you know, probably 30 to 40 plus pounds of food absolutely free. So at the First Congregational United Church of Christ, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, you can check out the Lord's Covered Food Pantry Park Falls Facebook page and message from there. If you have any questions or special concerns or needs going on with your local Lord's Cupboard food pantry serving the Park Falls and surrounding area. American Legion has their big 52-card progressive drawing. We haven't been talking a lot about this lately, but I think the jackpot, I believe, is pretty high right now. I'm gonna have to check that out on Facebook here. As the weekly updates have been a little bit sporadic lately on updating that. But you show up there every Wednesday night, and they do the drawing at about, I believe, 7:30. And for as little as $5, you can get in, and you get half the pot if you get the right card drawn and match it up the way you're supposed to and, you know, just follow all the rules. And someone's going to win all that eventually. Someone does win the jackpot every single time. What do we have? $30,243. $30,243 is what the jackpot is at right now. Ooh, it's getting up there. So that's at the Park Falls American Legion tonight. You show up. Doors open at about 6:30, and the drawing is at 7:30. And again, for as little as $5, you can get 6 tickets. And give yourself a chance to be a winner. Reminder for you from 98Q Country.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 66 for a high this afternoon with a light easterly breeze. Tonight, clear, low of 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 73. Friday, 68 with showers, highs in the 50s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
It is 9:24 here on Reality Radio. Just a little bit, we're going to have Laura Sullivan in here. She is, Lisa Sullivan. Sorry, Lisa. And she's with a group called WWBIC, which is a nonprofit economic development corporation, and they're out of Hayward, and she's going to join us a little bit later on this hour. But right now, we are going to be joined by Richard Poulter, who is running for the 68th District 68th Assembly. You may see him on the ballot coming up here in a couple of weeks. And Richard, we welcome you this morning. Good morning to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Give us a little background, Richard, about yourself. Introduce yourself to our listeners and where you live. And first of all, kind of a little background, if you could.
I grew up on a farm in southwestern Minnesota. I attended college at Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I have a degree in economics with a course concentration in quantitative analysis and history. I attempted to farm during the 1980s, and since then I have worked mostly labor jobs. I've been a union steward, Teamsters Local 662, for 19 years. In my community, I've been a firefighter, a first responder, an EMT basic, and I was operator in charge of our local sewer system.
Okay. All right. It's a good background. So what has led you, what drove you to want to run for local office for the 68th Assembly?
Well, what drives me is the fact that the current Republican legislators don't seem to care about local people. They seem to care more about foreign corporations. For example, a Canadian Pipeline Corporation asked them to give them the right to condemned people's property through eminent domain, which they did. And now any for-profit entity can condemn your property through eminent domain. They were lobbied by a mining company which wanted to mine gold in Taylor County in the Schwamigan National Forest. And if they used current technology to mine that, a mountain of toxic tailings containing sulfuric acid would pollute the Yellow River and all the area groundwater. We need to have a legislature or a legislation that protects people, that protects property, and protects our environment.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the movement to amend, which is something that you have been passionate about and have talked about before in publications. So talk a little bit about that what that means to people. That's maybe informational for a lot of people what that actually means. So give us a little info on that.
In 2010, the Supreme Court made the Citizens United decision, and that gave the rights of free speech to corporations. Until then, it was only for human beings. And it also decided that money is speech. Therefore, any attempt to rein in corporate money in political spending was unconstitutional. And that adds and exacerbates all the negative ads that we have now. For example, a group of people can form a corporation, give it a patriotic name, and just blast a candidate using terms that they would not want to admit to using themselves, but they have the cloak of the corporation, and they can spend all the money they want in doing it. It's kind of sad, and it's part of why we have such a divisive economy or group of voters right now.
All right. Talk a little bit about the right to work law also, which is something that Act 10, which is an issue also.
As I said before, I was a union steward for 19 years, and Act 10 basically gutted the union's right. They can only go for negotiate for wages, and then wages that are within the rate of inflation. Workers' conditions were the main part of what we negotiated. We would spend months on that. Sometimes we would spend a day on a word or a week on a sentence. But what was happening during that time is we were getting to know our company, and they were getting to know us. And once it got to finances, it only took a day or two.
Okay, you mentioned a little bit earlier, too, about the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, which talks about that private property cannot be taken for public use. So talk a little bit about that again, if you could.
Okay. Well, Enbridge, a Canadian corporation, wanted to expand the pipeline that goes through Taylor County. And rather than purchasing the property, they asked the Wisconsin Republican legislature to pass legislation which would allow them to condemn the property and take it similarly as the government would condemn your property for a road or something on that order. Well, when the pipeline was first put in, Enbridge was expected to buy all the property that they needed, and they didn't want to do that when they expanded it. So they asked the Wisconsin Republican legislature to pass a law saying that they could condemn it. And the Wisconsin legislature gave them that ability. And now any for-profit entity can condemn your land for profit for private gain. The passage of this law allowed Foxconn to condemn people's homes to build their plant here in Wisconsin. And I guess that really hasn't come to pass, but these people's homes were still condemned and they can't live in them anymore.
How does the prove it first also come into this, the repeal of that? How does that kind of work together with that a little bit, I guess?
In the 1990s, there was a prove it first. It was bipartisan. Prove it first mining law, and it had to deal with sulfide ores. Before a company could mine in Wisconsin, they had to show an example of a mine that had operated 10 years without polluting and had been closed for 10 years without polluting. Minnesota has a similar bill that's on the books. And part of their bill is you cannot have the mine that is doing the proving built in Minnesota because they don't want to be an experimental. Mining companies understand very well that dead zones are part of the mining process. And they just feel that the stuff that they produce, the minerals and metals and everything that they produce justify these dead zones. Well, if they mine in the Schwamigan National Forest, the dead zone will be pretty much Taylor County.
Talk a little bit about inflation.
Oh, inflation.
There's a general question for us.
Well, it is. It's on my mind quite often because of the big thing about, oh, the economy's terrible. We have so much inflation. Inflation is too much money going after too few goods. And the only response that the government has, which isn't even the government, it's the Federal Reserve, is they raise interest rates to make money more expensive. Now, the Biden administration has the Inflation Reduction Act, which has put people to work building infrastructure and technology so that we can move into a post-fossil fuel economy. Well, that's happening, and it's progressing quite nicely. Unfortunately, for those who are concerned about inflation, is these people are having jobs, they're spending money, and there's money flowing into the economy, but it's going to be a lag time before we see the benefits of all this investment. And the idea that inflation is bad is kind of ridiculous because it's the sign of a vibrant, growing economy. I remember when I bought my first computer, it was $2,500 and it was 48K. I bought a cell phone that has much more computing power than that for about $60 recently. Once we get to the point where we are not dependent on fossil fuels, the prices of just about everything is going to come down.
All right, we've been talking with Richard Poulter, who is running for District 68 Assembly. You will see him on the ballot coming up on the first Tuesday of November in the regular election. Richard, is there anything else issue-wise that you wanted to talk to our listeners about here before we wrap things up?
Not really. I just want to let people know that I work with United to Amend, and they want to amend the Constitution so that only human beings have the right of free speech and that money is not speech. A constitutional amendment will put this out of reach of the Supreme Court. Now, in order to do that, we need to start with local governments. And I will meet with your local government. We have a resolution that is the same for every local government that you can pass. And once you pass that resolution, it's on the books unless you decide to repeal it. As of today, or as of, I believe it's May of this year, 174 Wisconsin communities had passed the resolution. And 22 states are calling for the amendment to amend the Constitution so that only human beings have the right of free speech and that money is not speech. If you would get in touch with me, I would be more than willing. I will travel any amount of, I will travel anywhere to help you do this, because this is really the primary issue for me in this election, because truth is important, and we should make truth a good thing again.
And you can check out Richard's website, Richard Poulter, PULCHER.com, RichardPoulter.com. And it says on one of your flyers here, Richard, I'll kind of wind things down with this statement, which I maybe was my favorite one on the flyer, that says, I am not running against Trump. I am running for the Wisconsin Assembly. Right?
That's right.
That's
Wisconsin
right.
Wisconsin has not done all bad things. His breaking of our free trade agreements was one of the best things ever to happen to our country. As an economist, I understood that before we had trade agreements that were negotiated with the country, with each country's best intentions and benefits in mind. And these free trade agreements were basically done by corporations without people involved in the negotiations, and the corporations were the big winners.
Running for District 68 Assembly, we've been talking with Richard Poulter. Again, check out more information about his candidacy, Richard Poulter, P-U-L-C-H-E-R, .com. All right, Richard, some great information. We wish you the best, and we certainly salute you for being a part of the process and running for office. It's not an easy thing to do, so we thank you so much for your effort for us as U.S. citizens. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, the following has been paid for by Richard Poulter for District 68 Assembly.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I've got some good news about prices, especially at the pump. Gas prices are the lowest that they've been in years right now. The statewide average in Wisconsin is about $3.02 a gallon, and there are 10 counties, including Eau Claire and Sheboygan, where the average price at the pump is under $3. Gas prices have been heading south since this summer when Biden and Harris released 1 million barrels of oil from one of our big reserves to help us avoid a summer gas price surge. And I am all for doing whatever we can to keep gas prices down. So I don't want to hear any more of this talk about tariff taxes on imports. Half our gas comes from overseas. I can't afford to pay more for that. Let's keep our gas prices down. For more Everyday Money news, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Our Backyard Barbecue Text to Qualify continues. We're doing the qualifying this time through a little different way. We're just making it easy for you to just text to qualify. So golf is a keyword, G-O-L-F. They have indoor golf simulators, of course, at the lanes with winter leagues. Sign up as an individual or a team. Contact the lanes for any questions, information on that. So G-O-L-F, golf is the key word. Our Backyard Barbecue giveaway will be held at the Banquet Hall at the lanes. In fact, we do the giveaway. The golf simulators will literally be right there. So that'll be October 30th. But in order to be invited to the big event and have a chance to win the free gas grill from the lanes, you got to qualify. You have to be on the VIP list. All right. We qualified a few people yesterday. Those have already been texted and contacted. So golf, G-O-L-F, just text us that through the Civic Media app. It's a free app. Just go to your app store on your Android or iPhone. Hit Civic Media, download it, free. 98Q Country, you tap on, text us the word golf, G-O-L-F, and get yourself qualified for our Backyard Barbecue Contest. Brought to you by the Lanes and the Northern Lights Inn here in Park Falls. Also brought to you by Oh Dear Nutrition, by D&D Tire and Auto Center, by Chuck's Little Station, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, and by Warga Auto and Truck Center. Packer football back on the airwaves Sunday. This will be a noon kickoff. This is one you got to win. It's a home game against a Cardinals team that's, you know, middle of the road and probably not even a playoff team. So this is one you win. This is one you win. You have Texans coming in the following week, and that'll be a tough one. Texans are a pretty good team with, who is it, C.J. Stroud and the crew there. Got a lot of Bloodmobiles coming around our area. There's one October 21st at the Park Falls, right on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. And there's one in Prentice coming up on the 22nd. That'll be at the high school in Prentice. So chances for you to give blood through the Red Cross, you can always check out redcrossblood.org for information on places to give blood in your area.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
And
98Q Country.
And more of reality radio. We're going to talk a little bit with folks from WWBIC. They are a nonprofit economic development corporation that assists small businesses. And they are starting their North Central Wisconsin area operations in Hayward, in fact, this week. And we've got Lisa Sullivan and Heather Luck, who are with Same Said There, joining us via phone. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, good morning to
thanks
both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Tell us about the, give us a quick overview of what kind of the mission is of the WWBIC and helping out entrepreneurs and businesses here in the Northwood. So give us a quick overview if you could.
Sure. So, yeah, thanks again for giving us this opportunity to share our resources. We're really excited to open this office in Hayward. So WIBIC has been around since 1987, really serving the state of Wisconsin. We currently have six regional offices throughout the state, with Hayward being the sixth. And really, our mission is to work with individuals who are interested in exploring, starting, or growing businesses. And we really do that through training. So we have both in-person and online trainings, hopefully that, you know, no matter where someone is in the process, they have, you know, something that they can tap into and get some key takeaways from. So one of our key trainings is really around business planning, and that's a 9-week series that takes everyone through the business plan series. We know that business plans are important because it's the roadmap to success for your business, as well as needed for any access to capital. So that training piece is one part, and then we also provide access to capital. So WIBIC is a CDFI. We are a lender with loans up to $350,000. We do have our own loan officers on staff, and we are an SBA lender as well. So really that access to capital piece is one road, and then we also have Kiva, which Lisa is here with me, and Lisa is our statewide director for Kiva, and Kiva is a crowdfunding platform for small business owners, up to $15,000 at 0% interest rate. So that is often another option for, for people that are interested in accessing a smaller loan. We also provide one-on-one technical assistance. So every loan client at WIBIC receives a small business consultant who stays with them and providing that coaching and mentorship piece through the life of their loan. So really, when you look at it, people come to us in any of those avenues. Some come for training only, some come for lending, some come for that technical assistance support. There's no right or wrong way to tap into our resources. I do want to share that our doors are open to everyone. However, our mission is really to make sure that we are providing access to underserved populations that might otherwise not have access to these resources. That includes women, veterans, minorities, rural communities, those with disabilities, and on and on. So we're really excited to bring these resources to Hayward.
Yeah, and you've had, like you said, you have several offices already across the state and expanding into Hayward. I'm sure that you have seen some great success stories of people coming in, maybe from the just very basic ideas of dreaming to have their own business to people who are a little more advanced. I'm sure you've seen all sides of the spectrum and seen a lot of success stories.
We have. Amazing, with our history starting back in 1987, to see the impact that's made, one business, at a time. Mm-hmm. We have friends in all over the state that are doing great things. And, really 85% of the businesses in Wisconsin are small businesses. And so we literally can see the impact of our work almost everywhere we go. But the state is large, too. And building that trust takes time. And we are really excited to be here. It's both Heather and I's first trip to the area in a while. And it's beautiful. And we're excited to be on the ground. With in-person offerings starting in, October. Yesterday we had a training tonight. If anyone's out there and you can stop by the Hayward Library, the Weiss Library, we're having an access to capital training from 3:30 to 5:00. tomorrow. We have a little bit of a welcome to the area through the area chamber from 9 to 11. Come meet us. We'll have great coffee and treats and get the word out in terms of how we can best support, you know, small business owners or aspiring small business owners in the area.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you in the area. I know your number one thing that you thought when you came here, you thought you were going to have snow, didn't you, when you came in October? But no snow for you. Sorry about that.
No, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, Heather and I don't musky fish in the snow.
Exactly. Well, this is fantastic because, you know, there's so many people that dream of starting a small business and they just don't know where to start. So to have free information like this available and, you know, just to be able to have that peace of mind of knowing that, okay, I'm delving a lot of time and money into this. If I do start this business, this does kind of provide kind of that umbrella a little bit of like, okay, we think, or because you've had stories, I'm sure, where people wanted to start a business and it's like, I don't think that's a good idea, maybe. So that information either side is valuable, right?
100%. And so, you know, when we talk about that business plan, you know, we look at a success as much if someone goes through the process and successfully starts that business and learns, you know, how to become profitable and how to create that viable business. But we also have, we celebrate when somebody goes through that series and realizes that that business model isn't going to work, right? Because doing that homework on the front end can save a lot of pain down the road. Or, you know, maybe it's a matter of pivoting the business model that they were thinking about in a different way that can be successful.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of great information and been doing it for a while since 1987, too. So if one of our listeners right now wanted to just get some basic information, where would be a good starting point? Website or a phone call, or what would be the first contact for them?
Yeah, so our website is a great place to go. And that's just wibic.com, WWBIC.com. They can email, and it really is just info@wibic.com. And then our phone number to call is 715-638-7052.
Okay, that information
and
on
so
the
we
website.
Would love- Yeah, we would love to, you know, have anyone who's interested in learning more about what we're doing and the resources that we have to offer, you know, to please reach out to us.
Yeah, very good. Again, services that have been offered in many parts of the state for quite a while, but expanding into the Hayward area. And this isn't just for people who live in Hayward, right? You're serving people in the state, but just providing another office opportunity, right?
Office is going to serve a 13-county area, including Ashland, Bayfield, Burnett, Iron, Lincoln, Marathon, Oneida, Price, Rusk, Sawyer, Taylor, Silas, and Washburn counties.
All right. WWBIC.com. Yeah, WWBIC.com. Yep.
Starting out, you know, our focus is going to be, you know, in the Hayward area. We do hope to have an announcement soon of real live physical presence here with a permanent location. We are working on finalizing our lease agreement now, so stay tuned for more news.
Very good.
Excited to be here and grow along with the community.
All right. WWBICWIBIC.com. Again, info@WWBIC.com for email address. All right. Very exciting for those who have dreamed about having their own business. A great resource to get that process going and hopefully make it successful. All right. Lisa and Heather, we thank you so much for the information. Very valuable. And we hope you have a good open house tonight. What time does that get going there in Hayward?
So the open house is actually tomorrow morning at the chamber from 9 to 11.
Okay. All right.
And then tonight or this afternoon, we have the training on access to capital at the Hayward Library at 3:30.
Very good. All right. Thank you so much to both of you for the information. Appreciate you taking the time.
No
Thank you.
So appreciate you.
All right, you bet. Lisa and Heather there, WWBIC.com. Even if you're a small business owner, there's probably some valuable information on there, even if you currently have a business or if you thought about expanding. It's a great resource. They've been doing this since 1987. It's just that they're making it kind of expanding out here into the north and making it even more accessible. WWBIC.com. Some good information there. We appreciate them taking the time. It is 9:54. We're winding down Reality Radio. We're going to have Gray checking in live from Wheelway. Coming up in just a little bit. He's going to be out there broadcasting from 10 to 1 from the parking lot of Wheelway. So if you're in the market for a different vehicle, check that out. I'm just kind of paging through some of my info here of community events, making sure I didn't miss anybody. You can always email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us, and drop off your flyers here at the radio station. Laura McKenna coming in, and Gray will be bopping in during her show. Thank you for tuning in. Another great edition of Reality Radio. We'll edit it down and give you a little more concise version of the show under podcast at 98qcountry.com. Laura's coming in next.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "It's Carolina, tails California." Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. Hey, it's Carolina. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, she had me.
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98 Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
doesn't know what I'm talking about. Who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own. A place